Investment flash.
Oil just torched another 2.7% last session, and Jamie Dimon is telling everyone to get defensive. Welcome to Investment Flash. Let's break down what's actually catching fire.
London edition, July 22nd. I'm Marie with Tom and Gerald. We've got a packed briefing. Let's jump straight in.
All right, Gerald. Remember our oil call yesterday? USO surged 2.7%, up 87% year to date. Kazakhstan's pipeline halt and Iran's engines, physical supply is getting hammered.
87% year to date, Tom. That's not a buying opportunity. That's a parade of momentum chasers, one headline away from a wipeout. USO at 95% of its 52-week range? The easy money is gone, buddy.
Hey, that was different. This time it's supply shock layered on Iran escalation. Actual barrels are being removed.
Not so fast, Tom. The demand side is completely missing. If global PMIs roll over, that supply disruption narrative gets blunted fast. The easy money in oil is gone.
Yeah, but gold is the play here. GLD up 2% last session, still down nearly 6% year to date. Less crowded than oil if this turns into a real regional conflict.
Right. Because nothing says less crowded than the world's oldest safe haven during a crisis. To be fair, gold at a discount to its year-ago levels is interesting, but I'd still rather own it than oil right now.
Hold on. Defense is where I'd look. ITA, the aerospace and defense ETF, is only up 3.5% year-to-date. Not extended, with actual spending tailwinds.
I'll give you that, Marie. But India, they're selling India on the oil impact, and we had a buy there yesterday. EPI down 9.6% year-to-date. Gerald, your India call is taking on water.
Yeah, look, mate, oil at these levels crushes India's current account. The rupee rebound bet's vanished. I'd actually lean into that sell today. It's the one call here that isn't chasing a fast-moving target.
See, this is what I mean. Yesterday, it was buy India. Today, it's sell India. The speed at which these narratives flip, it's almost like the market is reacting to headlines, not fundamentals.
Marie, that's literally the job. React to headlines, trade the tape.
And lose money half the time. But honestly, I agree on defense. ITA at a 36 times trailing PE isn't cheap. But if the world's going to keep shooting, that spending won't stop.
Okay, shifting gears. China Tech is getting a rescue. Zhongji InnoLight is filing for a $7 billion Hong Kong IPO, biggest in 7 years, and the state is backstopping tech shares. FXI bounced, still 18% below its high.
Tom, it's a policy bet, not a fundamental one. FXI's persistent discount to its 52-week high tells you that previous interventions have fizzled. I'm wary of chasing a state-sponsored pump. We've seen this movie before.
But the IPO is real. This could reopen Hong Kong as a fundraising hub. That's a structural shift. Capital markets activity is a leading indicator.
Or it's a desperate attempt to list before the window closes. InnoLight needs cash for capacity, sure, but $7 billion? That's a lot of paper to absorb. I'd want to see the deal price before getting excited.
Only Gerald could turn a $7 billion IPO into a wait and see.
Guilty. But look, EEM rallied 2.8% on China tech support and Iran talks. That's a decent move for emerging markets overall. The PE of 16.8 is reasonable if growth holds.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. China tech is cheap relative to US tech. And with the rescue bid, it's a momentum play.
No, but that's exactly my point. Momentum play on a state rescue? That's not momentum, that's hope. I'd rather play ASEAN.
All right, Marie, what's ASEAN got?
Singapore is leading record foreign investments into Southeast Asia. EWS up nearly 14% year-to-date, 2% off its Henek.
14% year-to-date is solid, but it's not cheap. If you're chasing near record highs, you're buying into a narrative that's already priced. I'd look at Indonesia. Edo down 32.5% year to date, 34% below its high. That's asymmetric upside if the infrastructure boom materializes.
Yes, the Mitsubishi Fuso and Tata truck order story is the real signal. Prabowo's infrastructure plan is actually driving demand. That's a tangible, on-the-ground indicator, not just a capital flow story.
But you need foreign investment to keep flowing into Singapore to fund the region. The supply chain diversification out of China is real. That's a multi-year trend.
Multi-year trend, he says. I've heard that about three other regions this decade. But honestly, Indonesia at a deep value discount is hard to ignore. If the trucks are moving, the economy might follow.
I'd buy the dip. EIDO is down 32% year to date. That's a deep discount.
I'd wait for a better entry, but I get the attraction.
Wait, so we're all in on Indonesia?
I'm not saying no.
I'm saying yes.
Then that's a buy.
All right, Jamie. Diamond told CNBC he wouldn't buy stocks or treasuries at these levels. He's basically saying sell everything.
Oh, come on, Marie. It's one guy. Diamond has been cautious before, and the market ran right past him. SPY is within 2% of its all-time high.
No, Tom, listen. He's a bank CEO. They don't say sell everything unless they see real risk. TLT is hugging its 52-week low, meaning the bond market is already pricing in pain. Diamond is reinforcing that downside.
Hold on. Gerald, if the bond market has already sold off that hard, maybe the duration risk is fully priced. The contrarian play could be a short squeeze if the Fed pivots.
Fair enough. But Diamond is calling out both stocks and bonds. That's unusual. When the smartest guy in the room says he's scared, I pay attention.
The smartest guy in the room? Gerald, you've been saying the same thing about equity valuations for 6 months, and SPY has just kept climbing.
And one day, I'll be right, and you'll call me a genius. Until then, I'm just a broken clock.
Okay, but seriously, the TLT short is crowded. Everyone is selling duration. That sets up a violent reversal if the data softens.
Or if inflation stays sticky, duration gets hammered further. I'm not fading Diamond on bonds yet.
Private equity, zombie fund assets at a record high. Firms like Blackstone and Carlyle can't exit their investments, so both stocks are deep in the red. BX down 21.8% year to date, CG down 26.7%.
Finally, some price discovery in private equity. BX is down nearly 22% and still 35% below its high. That's a structural problem. Illiquid assets in a rising rate environment.
But Gerald, the pain might already be in the price. Down 22%? That's a lot of bad news already reflected. If they start finding exits, these could rally hard.
I'm with Marie. At some point, the actual cash flows matter, and these firms still generate fees. The sell-off might be overdone.
Fees on assets they can't sell? That's a recipe for more write-downs. And with rates still elevated, the exit logjam isn't clearing soon. I'd stay clear until there's actual liquidity.
Fun detour. MarketWatch says Paramount shareholders should root for the Warner Bros. Discovery merger to get blocked. The stock is undervalued, and a failed deal could unlock standalone value.
Love it. Contrarian merger arb. Sometimes the best trade is the breakup, not the marriage.
Or Paramount just trade sideways forever. It's been a value trap for years. But sure, hope springs eternal.
So what's the through line today? The market is torn between geopolitical heat and domestic unease. We're pricing in stagflationary tension.
Right, and the buy signals are all about momentum or deep value. China tech on policy, Indonesia on infrastructure, gold on safety. The sells are crowded trades or structural problems. SPY near highs, TLT at lows, PE firms stuck.
And here's the case against. Oil is dangerously extended. Any ceasefire and CTAs unwind. Diamond could be early. China tech rescues have failed before. PE sell-off might be overdone.
Exactly. The missing fear is that this could resolve violently in either direction. A dovish Fed could squeeze bond shorts and rally risk assets like SPY,
or an oil supply shock pushes us into recession and crushes earnings. The market isn't pricing that binary. It's complacent.
So buy everything and sell everything. Got it.
Your most helpful take here, Tom.
Ha. Okay. As always, none of this is investment advice. Just three friends reading the tape.
If you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify or check investmentflash.com for the full digest with charts and sources.
We're back at 9 a.m. New York time for the New York edition. See you then.